Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
49098.
And your first and last name?
My name is Terry, and my last name is Temple.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
I'm kind of having an issue with this, sweetie. I never ordered anything from you, but you showed up on my bank card twice. So I'm kind of confused. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. Could you verify the shipping address?
Yes, I live at 8396 East Baldwin Avenue, Watervliet, Michigan.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered the Platinum Ultra smartwatch back on June 6th, paying $574 for shipping and handling.
Okay, and yet a charge for the amount of $6732.
Yes, ma'am. This was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32. And that starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No, it was from AT&T as a thank you gift for being a customer for 10 years is what they told us. I've been with AT&T 10 years. That's supposedly what the smartwatch was about. I still have it in the box that came in. I want this changed, canceled, and I want it taken off my card. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund, and this will also cancel the account to prevent all future charges. And you should see that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
Thank you.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
2609.
All right.
42.
Yep.
662.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.